Hi, this is Rutledge Wood from NASCAR on NBC, and you're listening to On the Road with Dane on WGN.
720 WGN, On the Road with Dane, here live in the Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue. And on the line with us now, you know, you've seen him as the host of NASCAR Track said. He's so good on a Top Gear USA. He's even been on our beloved Food Network and, of course, is part of the great team for NASCAR on NBC. And we'll see him in the world. We'll see him, of course, right here at Chicagoland Speedway for the start of the playoffs. The one and only Rutledge Wood. Welcome to WGN.
Thanks, Dane. Appreciate you having me.
Oh, it's great to have you. You know, the broadcast for NBC have, not only is the action on the track, you know, with the stage racing and a lot of the things that they do up in the broadcast booth, you know, they bring all that insight into it, but also a lot of fun. And you are definitely kind of skewing onto the informational for sure, but also on the fun side of things. It seems like you're having a blast with this on NBC.
I sure am, man. That's a perfect way to describe it. I definitely try to skew on the fun side of stuff. I'm somebody that has just always loved cars, loved racing. And so for me to get to be out there for NBC and really show the fans, show the drivers, show the track, that's what I love. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, each weekend we go to these gigantic events and it's, you know, it's this gigantic carnival every single weekend. And there's just so many things to love. So I have a great time at work. That's for sure.
You know, and think about this, you come at it as an enthusiast. You seem truly excited about it, excited about not only experiencing it, but sharing it with the viewers. It definitely comes through. You go to a different track all the time and, you know, the world kind of converges on those tracks. Fans get there, but usually people just get to go to one or two tracks if they're really into it during the season. You're getting to go to so many of them. You know, guys up in the broadcast booth, you know, they're broadcasters or drivers. Now, granted, you were a driver. You were the winner of the Long Beach Toyota Celebrity Race along with Adam Carolla.
That's right.
So you have some driving street cred there. But talk about some of the places you've been that you were excited to go and places that you got to experience on the track during the season.
Well, you know what? There are so many different tracks, like you said, and each track is different. And the fans that come to these tracks are different. And that's what makes it so special. When we go out to Chicagoland Speedway there in Joliet, you know, what makes that area so special is that we get fans from all over, Illinois, Indiana, you know, Missouri, you name it. People come over and just make it such a special event. For me, I was so delighted last weekend to drive the pace car before
yes.
the cup race in Richmond, to be in the 2018 Toyota Camry pace car, to understand that pit road speed was being set off of my speed and the pressure that everybody thinks like, oh, driving the pace car, that's really cool. You're just going to ride around. No way. If I screwed that up, we're talking penalties all night could have been because I wasn't paying attention. So, you know, it's some of those moments where you get to smile and laugh and think like, this is insane that this is what we do every single weekend. And, you know, 40 drivers go out there and they put their lives on the line for this, you know, amazing sport, and that the show that they put on is a fantastic thing. So, you know, there's so many tracks that I've gotten to have fun at, whether it's, you know, retracing the old road course at Watkins Glen or hanging out with fans fishing on the infield at Daytona International Speedway. There's so much fun things that go on at a track every single weekend.
Yep, you get to see the country. They are so different, unique. The settings, for sure, the fans, the food. We'll get into that like in a little bit. But it was so cool to watch you drive the pace car because I don't know why. You know, because like I said, you know, you are a motorsports personality for sure, but you've got sort of this, you know, I think the excitement just came through that we all felt like it was kind of us driving the pace car. So describe for the listeners, 99% of us will never get to do that. It's like how much prep is into it? You mentioned it's a lot harder than just getting in the car. I know for our mutual friend Guy Fieri, when he did the Indianapolis 500, I mean, it was extensive training. What do you do to prep for that?
Yeah, and you know what's funny? Guy and I had actually talked about it when he found out that I was driving the car. But, you know, I sat down with Buster Otten, and Buster's job is to really keep a watch over that, make sure that all of the regulations are happening. He communicates constantly with the tower. It started Saturday afternoon in Richmond, and basically I went around the track and I found essentially the driving line, the racing line that all the cars would be on. That's the line that I was supposed to take. So I did that the whole way around. And then it was understanding that for that new Camry, we had to set the cruise control at 40 miles an hour exactly. So it has both a dial and a digital readout on there. So I had to make sure that the cruise was set at 40 and just understand that when they say, okay, one to go, we always keep the same line. And then the key was you have to drop down onto pit road there in Richmond at almost like a 45-degree angle, because to be up on the track when you can finally both see the entrance to pit road and drop down on it, like, you really have to pay attention. You got to be watching it. And that was one of those crazy things we saw when the ambulance ended up, for the wrong reason, on the track, and it basically blocked the entrance to pit road. Part of the reason there was so much melee is there's only two lanes wide to get onto pit road if you were on the actual apron down at the bottom, the inside wall of the track. But if you're coming from the track, you know, some of these pit roads are really, really hard to get onto because you still have to keep yourself, your car, in the driving line and then drop down on it. But when I was out there, the funniest part, Dane, is I had no idea that there was a camera in the car until I got home and I saw on Twitter how many people are like, dude, I saw the smile on your face.
Yes.
You know, you were having so much fun. I laughed and I thought, wait, there was a camera in there? Because I had no idea. I was just smiling, just having the time of my life being on there, because to look in my rearview mirror and see they did that classic, like, dirt track style four-wide salute to the fans.
Right.
Because Richmond did a big fan appreciation weekend. Dane, when you look up and you see all of those cup cars four wide, you know, some of the biggest names in racing in the world were behind me. And that's ridiculous. Like, what am I doing there? You know, I'm a guy that loves cars. I answered a Craigslist ad in 2005 and started working for the Speed Channel back then. Like, that's how, that was my start in NASCAR once I was done with college at University of Georgia. And so for that, like, to come full circle and for me to get that chance to be there in that moment was just one of those unbelievable things where you're like, I can't believe this is my job. What a moment.
It's got to be absolutely surreal. You mentioned it, right? To look in the rearview mirror and see, you got to check traffic behind you, safety first, of course. And it's a good thing that you didn't know there was a camera. So Rutledge, you got to be like 10-2, you know, the whole time doing the, doing the safe driving thing. Here's the other thing that you do that I think is so important, because as NASCAR grows and the new point system and the stage racing and all those kind of things, you know, it's giving some different opportunities to kind of share and educate the fans as you get new ones in there. I mean, it seems like a simple sport from the outside. People say, hey, you're just, you know, driving around in a circle and that's what it is. There's so many nuances to it, so many things about the equipment and the rules. That's one of the cool things NBC is doing with you, is you get in there and you kind of, you make it so approachable and you share kind of what's going on the equipment side during some of those features.
Oh, thanks. And that, you know what, Dan, that's exactly what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to find ways to help everybody understand that there's so many things going on in a race, from the driver, from the crew chief, from the spotter, to the pit crews. There's a million things, it feels like, going on at one time. And for so many NASCAR fans that have watched for so many years, a lot of it seems natural. But even some of those fans, they don't totally know what X, Y, or Z are. They've just heard them been repeated so many times, they just assume they know. But, you know, if we can educate everybody and entertain them and have a good time while we're doing it, and show them, oh, well, this is why this happens at this point of the race, and these are the things that are going on, and here's why the team is stretching right now. You know, so many different things that are going on that I think that's one thing that the booth does really well, because we've got Steve Letard in there,
yep,
who was, of course, a champion crew chief. You got Jeff Burton up there, Rick Allen's in there too, but Jeff and Steve can talk about, you know, here's what it's like in this sort of a moment. We saw in the Xfinity race last Friday night in Richmond that I think it was Austin Dillon's team had put a set of tires on, or excuse me, it was Ty Dillon's, and they basically only had about four laps on them. So Steve said, if I was him, I'd take those tires off, let them cool down, I'd glue lug nuts on them again, and I'd use them at the end of the race. And so I went down there to that pit box, and sure enough, that's exactly what was happening. But a lot of fans, wow, you know, when you hear something like that, you don't exactly know what that means. But no, there's a guy down there with basically this, like, specialty glue, gluing the lug nuts onto that wheel so they could basically reuse the set of tires, because they only had a few sets of tires to get through that race, and they had so few laps on. I'm like, oh my gosh, this makes total sense. But sometimes when you get to see those things happening, you know, up close and personal, it just brings you so much more into the event. And I think really NASCAR is a very special sport in that way, where constantly things are evolving and changing, you know, both in the race cars, the track, how the track can change with the sun setting and temperatures and everything else. And that's one of the things we see at Chicagoland a lot. You know, some mornings it'll be chilly and there's going to be dew, and then by the time it reaches the afternoon, you couldn't get another pair of shorts on quick enough. So I think that's one of the things that makes it really exciting. But I'm glad to hear that it's working. That's exactly, you know, what we're aiming for.
Well, you're getting the insight from kind of that expert opinion, which I think is so great. It gives people things to think about. It makes them understand why the things are happening out there, and having you out there sharing that information and insight as well, and building a little bit of the humor and understanding, right? You know, it is a sporting event, but it doesn't have to be dry. It can be entertaining. It can be fun. So coming up to the playoffs here, you know, Chicago is pumped. We're excited. I'm sure all NASCAR fans around the country are excited for the playoffs kicking off here. Is there anything that you want to let us in on that you're going to be doing, or things to look forward to on the NBC broadcast for Sunday?
For sure. Well, I will have spent all day Friday touring around. You know, Chicago is such a great city, and my wife is from there, and all her family, and so it's always a place that I love to come and visit and see family. And we spend every other Christmas up there usually. So for me, I'm gonna take a big tour around and go highlight some of those great sports venues that Chicago has, and get to show fans why, you know, really why did they build a track out there? What, you know, how are there so many sports fans of so many different kinds there in Chicago? So we're gonna take a tour, but yeah, everything will kick off. The Xfinity race is 3:30 on Saturday on NBCSN. The Cup race starts on 3:00 on Sunday on NBCSN. But you know, it's just all about having a good time, you know, kicking off these playoffs, and I think it's going to be a great time for sure.
Yeah, well, Chicago, of course, great sports town. Of course, NASCAR front and center this weekend coming up, but also it's a great food town, and you've got some food shops. You're one of the rare individuals, I consider myself, it's sort of in there as well, that's got kind of the whole food angle. I do a lot of the food stuff here for WGN the last dozen years, local, national food programs and food personalities, but then also on the racing side. I was at Chicagoland Speedway for the groundbreaking with Bill French Jr., you know, Dale Earnhardt and all of that as well. So talk a little bit about that, because you've got a serious food side, you know, Triple D, you know, guy. We just had Clint Boyer in studio as well. He's also a good friend of guys. Well, Damaris, you do like the shows there. But you've got a total serious food side.
Oh, for sure. And, you know, I grew up, my parents have a barbecue restaurant in Atlanta, and I grew up in a family that cooks and loves to share it. You know, so much about sporting events. If you're going to a Bears game, or if you're coming out to Chicagoland, so much of that is about the tailgate. And really at the core of that is how you make people feel through your food. I mean, that's what it's all about at the end of the day. And I've been so lucky. I do a show that's on the Food Network that's coming out in October that Guy Fieri is producing. And Guy and I met at a racetrack, at a NASCAR track out in California about 10 years ago. He actually came to my audition for Top Gear because he happened to be out in L.A. at that same time. So Guy's been a great friend and mentor to me, and he said, we need to go make the show. So it's Damaris Phillips, who won Food Network Star.
Sure, of course.
Damaris is great, you know, and she's from Louisville, Kentucky, and he saw the two of us. He had us out for Guy's grocery games, and he was like, you two are kind of fun. We should figure out how we could do a show. And we said, great. He said, what would you want to do? And I said, look, we want to ride around the South and show people how good the food is and how different it is. And he said, all right, let's go for it. So that's how it all started. And we actually had our pilot air, and the Food Network loved it, and they ordered a bunch more. So it was called Super Southern Eats, and it's now going to be called Southern and Hungry, which is, I think, great. Anywhere we go, we are, in fact, Dane Southern and Hungry. So it's going to be a really fun thing. And as you know, so much about what we do kind of involves travel. And whether I like it or not, for the past 12 years, I've eaten probably 90% of my meals out. So you definitely develop a feel about what makes cities special, and so many times that's the restaurants, it's the food industry, it's what people love there. And you know, I would never have had a Chicago dog and understood what makes it so special without getting to a race and seeing what people do out there.
Oh, you know, you're making the world a smaller place. It is getting smaller in the world of food as people hear about more different places around the country, whether it's Guys or whether it's you're doing it with Southern and Hungry coming up in October. We had the Fox Brothers on. They were up here for Windy City Smokeout, which is one of the big barbecue events. Right. And they are absolutely awesome as well. So I got to ask you this. You brought up tailgating. You look at an NFL game, and we love, of course, all our sports here, but it's a couple hours before the game you get to do it. Nobody tailgates like racing fans when you can come in on a Wednesday for a Sunday race and tailgate up to it. As you have traveled, and I'm sure you've partook in the fixins all around the country, so one or two places where you really enjoyed or were surprised by how great the tailgating was?
Whew, Texas is a crazy one because you've got these huge barbecue fans, but also tons of people come up from Louisiana, And I tell you what, that Creole influence, it's the best boudin I've ever had was at a racetrack at Texas Motor Speedway. That's always a great one. Anytime we get to Kansas, you know, again, growing up in a barbecue family, I got to jump out there. And whether it's Oklahoma Joe's, or I know they changed the name now, but, you know, if it's that, if it's Jack Stack, there's so many good places out there. But you don't get me wrong, you can't beat a California burrito, like a legit authentic burrito in California. That's hard to beat. But I'm so glad you got to hang with the Fox brothers. Those guys, some of the best barbecue, not just in Atlanta, I think the world. Those guys are amazing. So yeah, it is a small world, though, in the food space, for sure.
It's awesome to be able to share it as well. And we're going to be enjoying everything that you're doing on NBC this upcoming weekend. Last thing mentioned, of course, you got a little bit of the driving props in there. Adam Carolla, and you did win that Toyota Celebrity Race. And now we look at some of the younger drivers that are coming up. And it feels like, for fans, coming up out of nowhere and kind of be part of the Cup Series and some of these top series coming up. So from a celebrity standpoint, Rutledge, like, who are the good, are there any like really great, you know, Paul Newman, of course, legendary, you know, we've got, I think Jason Priestley raced some open wheel, and who's Mr. McDreamy on Grey's Anatomy, someone had mentioned to us, but who's the celebrity drivers that are pretty good, actually?
I'm going to be honest, Adam Carolla is truly one of the greatest celebrity drivers around, and his love of Paul Newman and Paul Newman's kind of balancing of being an actor and a race car driver, you know, to see the movie that they put together about that passion, to see how many of the cars that Adam's collected, that's a big thing, man. It's a really genuine thing. Alfonso Ribeiro, that
no way,
so many,
really?
Dude, he is tremendous. Alfonso had a chance, I think, to race. I think he tested a stock car once. He was one of those guys that he, Mark Paul Gosselaar, a handful of other guys in that same sort of time period that were kind of coming up together, acting. A bunch of those guys went and raced together. I think Brian Austin Green was out in that group of guys too. And there were some of them that were really, really good. You know, it's funny, athletes and actors, you know, people who understand, you know, how to hit a mark and understand what this means. It's the same thing when you apply it to a racetrack. It's how do you hit this corner? How do you get, you know, this moment just right? Alfonso was definitely one of the best, and we saw that out at the Toyota Pro Celebrity Race. And when I raced against him, we were both in the pro category together one year, and then we came back for the final. The 40th anniversary was last year, in 2016, and it was, I mean, just watching him work out there was just, it was flawless. It was a crazy, like, they reversed the field, and he had a weird car in qualifying or something, but he still just ran through everybody. But those two are some of my favorites to watch and to race with. Frankie Muniz is another one who is great behind the wheel.
Nice.
And, you know, for Malcolm in the Middle, and people know him from that. But, man, he's great on the golf course. He's great behind the wheel. He's a great guy.
See, this is the kind of insight you just don't get anywhere else. You're going to get a ton of really cool, great stuff coming up this weekend at Chicagoland Speedway. Tales of the Turtles 400 is the Monster Energy Cup race to kick off the playoffs. Rutledge Wood for NBC and NASCAR on NBC is going to be front and center with all of your information and insight. So, Rutledge, thanks so much for what you're doing. Thanks for being on the show today. You got to keep us posted. We'll have you on as the food show kind of launches in October, and thanks for being on WGN today.
Oh, I love that, Dane. Thanks so much, and hope to see everybody out at the track. Thanks, pal.